And now we continue our story.
Made possible solely by worldwide computer god Frankenstein Controls.
Known also as
satire.
Show respect and kiss the ground in front of him because
I am speaking now about pseudo-scientific hogwash.
It is necessary for you to know what these terms mean.
Da, da, da. Ima, ima, ima. Ima, ima, ima. Da, da.
I don't understand what they're saying, but little do they know
that I've just given you
AIDS and other sexually transmitted diseases.
Here is a portion of the speech the president gave early this morning.
Harry Rax, an elite Iraqian Kufa. In fact, is she a leader, shit towns?
What did you say to the president of the United States, and what did he say to you?
Well, as I have said, we don't know for sure.
You see, his penis
is cute, furry, and little.
It looks like it's tiny.
Because it is so little.
He'd know it was too small for all women.
Including Big Bird and all his friends.
Who were doing something.
Look at them.
What are they doing?
They are lying down together in a bed.
And they're having sex.
Uh-huh.
Bert was ashamed.
Then Bert ran to the marshmallow house, and proudly he
proceeded to take all of his clothes off and get completely naked.
Something tells me we're not in cartoon territory anymore.
Mickey, Donald, and Goofy
will brighten your kitchen. Just a little bit of
sexual perversion, including homosexuality.
And a candy lipstick.
Okay, I need some lipstick and a blindfold.
I really need a screw.
I need a strong cleaner.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
What's that funny smell?
Toxic gases and vapors.
You can smell the freshness coming from
my ass.
Just smell that air.
No thanks.
But because of man's spiritual and intellectual development, he has become the most vicious animal of all.
A super gorilla.
Avoid those experiences and prepare yourself for the
gorilla ointment.
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
I know, and I want you to realize.
My private parts are like my mom's, and my brother's are like
a dull, soggy pickle.
Can I take it to my room and fuck it?
You have to wait a few minutes until the gas clears.
I need to go to the bathroom before we got in this thing.
To leave your bathroom sparkling clean, get
laid in a cave in a hillside
while agreeing to remain under temporary quarantine.
Thanks to recent breakthroughs in technology.
But he still had one very large problem.
He's got a sprained ankle. He slipped in the shower yesterday.
Then he lay down and
he was dead in a few seconds.
And he was
officially pronounced dead after his tragic accident during the night.
And now
hello, this is Hillary Clinton.
The next thing she heard was the
sir, it's not gas.
She shit her pants and she wants nobody to realize it.
Every time she's sitting on the potty,
she yelled, look at this mess. As your president, I want
toilet paper.
Don't forget to wipe, flush, and wash her.
Monkey.
I won't.
The Russian communists adopted this method many years ago. California U.S. Congressman Charles Teague has pointed out that, quote,
is it my hand? Is it terrible? Duck!
End quote.
That is unbelievable, man.
One of the most important long-range communist goals in America has been to
give me something good to put in my sack.
Here's some shit.
Seal the bag when it's sufficiently finished. As soon as you seal the bag, put it in your toilet.
Be sure that French fries and hash rounds are placed upright in the bag.
She's drawing power from this object and putting it into the boy's head. Now, it looks kind of strange, but there's an explanation for it.
I'm explaining this shit to y'all geeks.
Talk to him.
Do you understand?
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
I have Jesus.
In a manner appealing to the prurient interest.
Hey, yeah, boy. Jesus said, in this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I've overcome.
Being placed inside a coffin.
Get him! Grab him!
Get him back on his feet right away.
You can spot trouble by the man who comes and says,
you know, doctor, you're right. Sex
with ducks
is fun.
I didn't know that at the time, that there are many, many people running around saying,
this calls for some action.
Let's all have a glass of milk.
And here I think we've got part of the mandible, the lower jaw.
It's all wood, thick and sturdy.
What does it look like?
This looks like part of the skull, something called the petrous part of the temporal bone.
At least it's not a glockenspiel.
It is not a hunk of delicious pork.
And next to it is a lobster.
Your lobsters have drastically changed color.
Oh, shit!
We want to know who is responsible and why.
Nolan Ryan here.
Ryan just needs to hear his potty chair.
And he could just imagine what all the other firemen were doing right now.
They were very upset.
All right, did you hear what they said?
I have never heard such a crock of horseshit in my life.
But they couldn't have been more wonderful, nor could I have loved them more.